Since the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet, dealt with the idea of Shushvinus, which was gifts that friends would send to their friend who was getting married, so now our Mishnah talks about another sort of gifts called Sivlonos. And these gifts were given by the Chassan after Kiddushin was performed. He would send the day after the Kiddushin was performed. Of course, we know that the Nisu in the second half of the marriage took place sometime later. But the day after the Kiddushin, the Chassan would send to the Kala's house various tachshitim. He would send jewelry and various delicacies. Those were called sivlonos. So the Mishnah deals with those ideas. Hashaleach sivlonos leveis chamiv. If somebody sent these sivlonos to his father-in-law's house, where his Kala is, so sholach sham mea mana, even if he sends an enormous amount, 100 mana, so v'achol sham sudas chasen, a filu b'dinner, and he goes there after and joins them for a su'uda, and for a meal, even if he eats only a dinner's worth, ain't a nigman. If they get divorced, or one of them dies, and therefore the marriage is never consummated, still, he can't collect back what he gave as a gift once he ate at least a dinner. Because once he ate at least a dinner, because of the simcha involved during that meal, he is mochel the sivlonos, is the assumption. But it's only if he ate a dinner. If he ate less than a dinner, then he was not mochal, and therefore he could at that point collect the sivlonos. And the Mishnah explains, la'ochel sham sudas chasen, if he didn't eat a sudas chasen there, or if the sudas chasen was less than a dinner, havei elu nigman, then the sivlonos could be collected. Now, the Mishnah says that sholach sivlonos merubin, shiyachzru ima leves ba'ala, if he sent a lot of sivlonos, large amount, that it should return back with her when she gets married to him after Nisuin, and she actually joins in him in his house. At that point, there's enough sivlonos that it should last that long. Harei elu nigman, that could be collected, but a sivlonos mu'atin, if it's a small amount, should tishamesh bahen b'vesafia, just enough for her to utilize while she's still in her father's house before she actually has Nisuin to him and joins him in his house. Ena nigman, they are not collected. Now, we have to understand what's going on over here, because the Reisha said that it had to do with whether he ate a sudas chasen or not. And here, we seem to give a different criteria, whether or not it's a large amount or a small amount. So the Mefarshim explain what the Reisha is talking about when a person gave sivlonos stam. He didn't indicate anything. He just sent the sivlonos. And then there's a difference between whether he ate the sudas chasen or he didn't eat the sudas chasen. But in the Seifa, in the end of the Mishnah, when it talks about large amount or small amount, what it's really saying is it's not talking about a large amount or small amount per se. It's talking about a scenario where he spoke out that he expects her to bring the remainder of the sivlonos into their marriage. Then even if actually it ends up being a small amount, normally it would be a larger amount because it would have to last that long, but even if it would be a small amount, since he specified he expected it to last, if someone dies or they get divorced, it would be able to be collected, and that would be even if he ate a sudas chasen. The sudas chasen factor wouldn't help. Now, if he specified that he doesn't expect her to have any use of them beyond her father's house. He expected all to be used up in her father's house. So then even if it would be a large amount, they wouldn't be collected. And even if he didn't eat a sudas chasen, because he doesn't expect to see them again, he expects it all to happen within the time frame that she's at her father's house.